Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 27th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released June 12th and 13th, 2003.
Nazarene, here's a little break from all these complex questions. Tom in Wisconsin asked, does God know the number of hairs on everyone's head?
Of course God knows every hair on your head, Alora. Of course, with a bald person, this doesn't take much counting, but God knows. God is infinite, Alora. God is beyond understanding. God is everywhere, and God is everything. There is nothing that can be kept from God. If a person is supposed to wear a hairlock and to be popular, he chops it off. God knows. If a person is supposed to wear his hair long and decides to be popular by shaving it off, God knows. No matter what a person does, God knows. And eventually, they will have to stand before God and say, well, I'm sorry, Lord. This was what was being done nowadays, so I decided to follow suit and be good in with the crowd and not make waves. I'm sure you'll understand, Lord. But the Lord will answer, no, I don't. I told you to wear your hair this way. I had a reason for telling you to wear your hair this way, and this is the way you should have worn your hair. You did not care about me. You cared about man. So why are you here? You don't belong to me. You're not part of my society. You're not part of my people. You said you were, but you shaved your head to be popular with other people and to be separate from my people. So go away. I don't know you. I don't want you. God counts every hair, Alora. God knows everything.
Good answer, Nazarene. Definitely not a good question for the ball guys.
And God doesn't count the toupees, Alora. Artificial stuff doesn't make an impression on God at all. Only the real thing.
We'll be back after the break.
Are you in need of auto insurance? Our good friend Elgard has a wonderful referral site where he has wonderful providers that gives you fine rates. The address is
www.car-insurance-information.com/.
I'm sure you will find someone there that will be able to fulfill your needs.
Nazarene, we noticed in the news this week, Hillary Clinton has officially announced she will not be running for president in 2004. She didn't say anything about 2008, however. What are your comments on this and her new book?
There is glorious celebration in the kingdom of God over this, Alora. The harlot is losing her power. They can't make it possible for her to run for the presidency. They can't keep her popular. The people are beginning to see what she is, and we are gloriously happy about this. I await the day that she resigns from the Senate and says that she's not going to run again and going out of politics. Then I can retake my throne. The last vestige of the power that caused my betrayal will be gone. And as for her book, we are sickened by it. It absolutely appalls us and it absolutely enrages us that this foul creature can get this trash, these lies, printed, and you cannot get your works printed, that people will not help you and get your works to the public. We are absolutely irate over this, and we will go after those who have betrayed us because they will not sponsor you and do what they're supposed to do to help you. We are really, really angry about this. The whole spirit world, not just the kingdom of God, but everybody, everywhere, is just irate that these creatures of darkness can make millions of dollars and nobody will help our precious workers. We are really, really angry.
Aw, thanks, Nazarene. I wish we could get published. I think they would love our history and George Harrison's Wild Book.
Muhammad and I are deeply honored, Alora, that you have added us to your history and will share our adventures with the world, if only the world could hear them.
We'll be back again.